Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Dawn Jackson Blattner joins us now, the author and registered dietitian and nutritionist. DawnJacksonBlattner.com is her website. Dawn, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Oh, well, hello. Thanks for having me. You know, I love this time of the week. I love it, love it, love it.
Are you going to dress up for Halloween? Are you going to any parties?
Yes, exactly right. Let's just say I have a ultimate mermaid wig and some glitter outfit that I'm raring to go with this weekend. Mermaid.
That's you going to the mall.
Actually, you caught me on that. It really is me phoning it in. It's barely an outfit. It really is my regular wardrobe.
You know, if I don't know where you live, but if you're just trick-or-treating and somebody hands you some beans and, you know, some roughage, then you're at the Dawn Jackson Blattner house. Like, here's just a handful of black bean kids. Or you could have the garbanzo. Either way, delicious, nutritious. Is that what you're handing out this year, Dawn?
Thank you for seeing me. Thank you for knowing me. That's exactly right. No, you know what? Years and years ago, so I've been a dietitian 25 years. The first years of being a dietitian, I did try not to give out food, and I gave out toys, and I gave out all sorts of things like that. One year, I gave out, like, a Play-Doh, and it was all in my yard, like, smashed on everything. So I feel like I have since changed over. And actually, I do love passing out. They have individual bags of popcorn, which I feel like is actually something people seem to like, kids seem to like. So yeah. Passing that out, I gave up on the toys because they were all back in my yard all the time. People throw
What about cheese corn, Dawn?
Oh, so here's the thing. I know I'm a Chicago girl, right? Garrett, we got the cheese corn, we got the caramel corn, the mix of it. Yes, the popcorn itself is naturally a whole grain, but it really is those toppings that can kill us in terms of calories and sugar and fats. So, hey, you know what? I'm a 50-50 mixer. 100% of the time, I love this 50-50 mix, which is get plain popcorn and mix it with some of your cheese popcorn. I love this doing this with rice. I get, you know, regular rice, and I mix it with 50% cauliflower rice. I do it with a pasta even. Pasta, part zucchini pasta, part regular pasta. 50-50 helps you get more nutrition, but still, you know, enjoy your favorites.
Let's talk a little bit. We'll come back to this subject in a minute. But let's talk a little bit about what's good for the heart is good for the brain. You were talking to Pete about this. What's good for the heart? I'm thinking, I don't know, lean meats, vegetables is good for the brain. Talk about that, Dawn.
Yeah, I really love that soundbite, that what is good for your heart is good for your brain. And it's paying off. There was a study of over 5,000 women over like 30 years, and they found that the women who were following a more heart-healthy DASH-style diet had a decreased risk, a 17% decreased risk of cognitive decline, so like memory troubles and dementia as they were growing older. So it's interesting because they, you know, are looking at a heart-healthy diet, and it ends up helping your brain. And a DASH diet we've talked about before, but it stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension, which is high blood pressure. And it is exactly what you said. It is no surprise. What is good for your heart, good for your brain? Vegetables, fruits, whole grain, fish. Poultry, beans, of course, are on that list, nuts and seeds, olive oil, and then also is low-fat dairy. So that is the list of DASH diet. People were eating a lot of these foods, and they were decreasing sodium, sweets, white flour, white sugar, and fatty meat. And so I think it's cool information to know that, you know, even if you're somebody who's like, oh, you know, I'm trying to eat for my blood pressure or eat for my heart, and doing that will actually pay off for cognition down the road.
I'm not bringing this up just to look for a pat on the back, but the other day I had for a meal one of those bags of sweet kale salad that come all packaged up. Maybe I won't get a pat on the back. And then it has a separate little bag in there of like seeds and a separate bag of like craisins. and then kind of a pouch of dressing, and you just mix it all up, and you got a great salad. I think those things are fantastic, all of them. The whole family of those things. And then I cut up an apple and sprinkled that in there to kind of give it a little crunch and a little more sweet. Anyway, I thought, how can something this good be that good for you? There must be a catch here. And I'm thinking maybe the salad dressing is the sin on that thing. All of that to ask, what's your take on those bags of salad, Dawn?
Okay, those bagged salad kits are fantastic. Even like you had said the word fantastic, I mean, that is exactly what they are. They are such a time saver. And in many of them, you're getting cut up things like you're saying, cabbage, kale, carrots, things that you are like, oh, usually, you know, too tired to chop up. It's all already chopped up in there. My general rule of thumb is to try and not use the entire pack of the salad dressing with it. So, you know what? That's where you're going to get most of your calories and fat grams. But don't avoid the salad dressing because, in fact, some fat in your salad is going to help absorb those nutrients. So I'm a big fan of trying to use half the pack of salad dressing. And I really do like the crunchies on top, like, you know, adding all the packs of, you know, like you said, the craisins or the little, it's just a little bit to make you enjoy your salad so much more. So it's really a smart use. And then to round it out, the biggest thing would be is to try and add your favorite protein, whether that be leftover grilled chicken from the night before, or whether that you're buying a piece of salmon from the deli, anything that you can do, adding beans, of course, is a protein source. Anything you can do to round it out by adding protein to that, it makes a great quick meal.
Of course, there's probably a lot of roughage in there, but you're right. Like, you're always preaching beans and keep some of those things around in a can or whatever and drain them, rinse them, drain them, and then I could have folded some garbanzo beans or something in there. No trouble, right?
Yeah, and I am, you know, we talked about the 50-50 mix. I'm a big fan of this 50-50 mix when it comes to protein, too. So that if you don't want a huge chunk of chicken in your salad or a huge pile of beans, it's like, oh, you have a little bit of chicken, have a little bit of beans. And both of those things are protein sources. And I am just a big fan of making sure we're getting enough protein at each meal, just for muscle health, which is longevity. The more muscle you have, the longer and healthier you live.
If you have a question for Dawn, 312-981-7200. Question for Dawn. If you roast or bake chicken thighs with the skin on, but remove it to eat, are you still alleviating most of the fat?
Yes, wonderful technique of cooking. Making it that you are getting the flavor sort of seeped into the chicken a bit, but not eating the skin is a great way. Again, sort of that compromise way of doing things. I think that's really, really smart.
I was just told I'm pre-diabetic. Can you ask Dawn about what she said last week or the week before about reading the percentages on the back of packages? Is that the 5 and 20 rule, Dawn? Was that it? I'm not sure.
Oh, my gosh. And definitely, you're getting to be an honorary dietitian here. That's exactly right. It's called the 5 and 20 rule. And what that means is anytime you look at a food package, there will be percentages on that facts panel. And if you see something that says 5%, it means it's low in that. If you see something that is 20%, that means it's high in that. So, for example, if you see 5% fiber, that means it's low in fiber. That's no good. If you see something that says 20% fiber, well, that's high in fiber. That's very good. On the opposite hand, if you see something that says added sugar, 5%, well, that's low. That's great. If you see something that says added sugar, 20%, that's high. That's no good. So it really works for every single one of those nutrients, the 5 and 20 rule.
Can she explain a whole grain and items with whole grains? Somebody else asked about complex carbs and simple carbs. Can you just give us the elevator speech on that?
Yes, exactly. So the big category of carbohydrates falls into either you have these simple carbs like white flour, so that's like white bread, white pasta, white rice, anything that's a baked good with white flour in it, those are simple. You put them in your body and they quickly turn into sugar and then leave. Complex carbohydrates are things that are whole grains. Beans have actually complex carbohydrates. Fruits do, vegetables do. All of these foods are considered carbohydrates and they're complex because there's so much nutrition in there, so much fiber in there that it takes our bodies a while to break it down. And so one example of a complex carbohydrate are whole grains. And that is confusing to a lot of people, but here's basically what it is. A whole grain has three parts. It has an outside, which is called the bran. It has the inside, which is called the germ. And then the rest of it's just called endosperm, by the way. But anyway, it's three parts. And that's where you get all the nutrition in the three parts. What happens in our country to most of the stuff that we are buying is that we have refined or processed grains that remove that outer part, that bran, which is all of our fiber, and then makes white bread, white rice, white tortillas, white everything. And so the whole grain is you're trying to get all the parts of the grain so that you get all of the nutrition and fiber.
Pat the firefighter texted in to say, I'm eating a piece of pizza listening to Dawn and feeling pretty guilty. Somebody texted in, I'd like to know if I sprinkle grape nut cereal around my cottonwood tree. Would that kill it? That's the perfect marriage of Don Jackson Blattner and Bob Bertog. We have a great nutritionist and a great landscape pro, and that's the marriage of those two guests. Don does not have to answer that question. So you ready to answer some of these questions?
Yes. Well, I mean, we talked, you said about the pizza. Don't feel bad about eating pizza. I mean, we're from Chicago. Pizza is a food group. It's delicious. And there's that saying, the dose makes the poison. You know, have you heard that before? Like, the dose makes the poison. Pizza is not a big deal. It's just how much are we eating? How often are we eating it? And if somebody is like a real, you know, pizza connoisseur, wants it all the time, the techniques that I usually will say, thin crust, go easy on the cheese, ask for that. If you say easy on the cheese, they'll do a little less cheese. And try and do veggie toppers. And my personal favorite thing is I used to love pepperoni pizza. I used to love it. And I said, oh, gosh, I don't want to give up my meat. But here's what I decided to do. I decided to put jalapenos. That's what I get on my pizza often, jalapenos. And it sort of tastes like a pepperoni pizza because it's all this spice. So anyway, thin crust, easy on the cheese, veggie toppers. And always pair it with a salad. And I feel that is how, you know, you got to feel good about your pizza.
What do you
and
mean?
And then somebody asked.
Mariano's orange juice.
Okay, think about this. A cup of juice is three oranges without the fiber. And so part of the thing, it's not juice is not necessarily good or bad, but it is you're just loading up on so much natural sugar and calories more than if you were just going to eat the darn oranges. Think about sitting down and eating three whole oranges. You'd be very, very full. You could quickly down one glass of juice, one tiny little cup. And so the bottom line is consider to eating the whole fruit so that you get the fiber and you get more full and you eat less of it than having juice and try more of like juice spritzes where you're getting, you know, sparkling water and you're putting a splash of juice in there. If you really enjoy that flavor.
I thought you were saying that's like three oranges. That's a good thing. I mean, it's three oranges. What's bad about three oranges?
Okay. So it is very similar to the pizza situation, is that fruit is so good for you. In fact, we really need to get two cups or two pieces every single day to be healthy. But then once it becomes too much fruit, that can be too many calories and actually too much natural sugar all in one plate.
Yeah,
so it really is, yes, oranges are great. Eat one and try to do more of the juice spritzes in terms of, you know, moderating. But again, here's the thing. It's all relative. If somebody's going to say, can I eat three oranges today rather than eating, you know, chocolate cake? Of course, you know, overeating fruit is never such a big deal as, you know, overeating things that have added sugar.
Of the sins we're going to commit, that is not a big one. This is Al. You're on WGN. Al, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
Hello, hello. I'd like to know if dry roasted peanuts with sea salt, I smash them up, are good for you.
Oh, peanuts are great. They're one of the highest protein nuts. I mean, technically, they're not a nut. They're a legume, but they're one of the highest protein. Getting it dry roasted and having a little bit of the extra salt on there is really not as much sodium as things like bread and lunch meat and sandwiches and soups. So even though it tastes salty, they really aren't too salty, and it's a great source of plant protein. So I give it an A+.
Thanks, Al. How about the honey roasted peanuts? Man, those are good.
I'm still in the 50-50 mix is that, you know, somebody really likes that little bit of added sugar that's on there. is like, hey, get a pack of those, get a pack of the plain, mix them together so it's a little bit less.
Is it okay to eat orange peels, says 630? And hey, 630, why? Let's go to Dawn.
Yes, actually, it is okay to eat orange peels. And most of the time, what you will find is that they are dehydrated and they are candied and they have added sugar when people are trying to eat them. But if you're just eating them plain or putting them in a shake and having that blended up, there is a lot of pectin and good fiber in the pulp and the skin of an orange. So it is safe to do, and it actually can be good for you.
Is it possible to re-listen to this interview with Dawn? There's a lot of good food information. I would like to listen to it again later. Yes, after the show, go to WGNradio.com. Click on the John Williams page. There will be a picture of Dawn and me, and you can listen to a podcast of this conversation every Thursday. How about this, Dawn? I'm on a medically monitored weight loss program. I'm limited to 1,450 calories a day, and I'm finding difficult to eat all of the daily food recommendations from Dawn and remain within that calorie count. Does she have suggestions?
Yeah, okay. So here's the biggest deal when you are on a medically controlled calorie counted diet is that you really have to make every single bite count. Most of the time, if you're trying to get everything that we talk about, it's closer to like an 1,800 calorie diet. So when you're doing much less than that, which, you know, for most people, it should be medically supervised so that you are getting your good nutrition, you're paying attention to serving sizes. So you're still getting all the different foods that we talk about, all the beans, all the whole grains, all the fruits, all the vegetables, all the protein, but it's just a little bit smaller serving sizes at each meal to keep the calorie count a little bit lower.
I think it's a lot less food is what it is. I mean, that's got to be frustrating. That's got to be hard. You're maybe eating the right food, but you're hungry.
Yeah, you know, and that's why one of the things when we emphasize that particular question, medically supervised, is that a lot of times, every bite counts. So the protein grams need to be right on. The fiber grams need to be right on, so that your fullness is not going to sabotage you. For most of us, what happens is if you restrict calories too much like that, it is just the absolute yo-yo that you're in. You restrict calories, you can only do it for so long, and then you overeat and binge calories and then undo everything you did. Okay. So for most of us, the better answer actually is a very, very small difference in the calories that we're usually eating. So take whatever you're doing and just do a tiny bit better, and you would be more likely to stick with that long-term instead of crash diets.
Two last quick things, 773. Hey, John, where can you buy those bags of salad you were talking about? I get them at Moriano's. I get them at Whole Foods. I get them at Jewel, just where they have all of the green peppers and all the stuff in that long vertical bin there. You'll see them hanging on the wall, and you won't miss with the one. And, Dawn, do you have anything to say about pumpkin seeds?
It. Everybody's carving pumpkins right now. Don't throw away your seeds. Please roast them, because pumpkin seeds have a ton of plant protein. In fact, if you were going to roast your pumpkin seeds, a half of a cup, which, you know, with the white outside is just so delicious, has only 130 calories. It has 7 grams of protein, which is more than an egg. And I'm telling you, if you're going to roast them, do not do what everybody says at 350 degrees. Mine always burn. I go 325, a little bit lower, for 20 minutes after I've washed and cleaned them. You can roast them with just sea salt. I do sea salt and pepper. You can do things like make them sweet with a little bit of cinnamon, or you can make them a little more savory with chili powder. But yes, please eat your pumpkin seeds if you're carving pumpkins. They're so good for you. Lots of minerals in there too, actually. Zinc. Tons of zinc in pumpkin seeds, which is immune boosting, and tons of magnesium, which half of us do not get enough of. And magnesium is great for mood and for sleep and for bones, everything. So, yeah, eat them.
Wow, think about that. Dawn Jackson-Blattner, author, registered dietitian, nutritionist, DawnJacksonBlattner.com, DJ Blattner on Insta. Okay, Dawn, thank you once again. We love you.
Thank you. Back at you. Love you.